At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN's Daily Morning Bets. Here's your host, Dave Ross of Wes Reynolds.
Good morning. Get that coffee ready. Fire it up. Got NBA hoops. Three games on the playoff docket on a Wednesday. I know there's not a lot of drama involved right now with the Heat and the Celtics. Boy, there would have been if Jimmy Butler doesn't get hurt. I mean, Wes, we get robbed of a rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals for a 1-8 seed. That would have been a compelling series.
It would have been more competitive. I think the Celtics still have way too much for them, even with Jimmy Butler. You just look at game one, 91-59 after three quarters. Boston had 33 point attempts at the half, and Miami had just 14 in game number one. Eight Celtics played, and each of them took four threes, and most of them made multiple threes. So When they're shooting like that and they're the best team in the East, I think that this is going to be a short series for Miami. And look, maybe there's going to be some shooting variance here. You know, the Celtics don't shoot very well. Eric Spoelstra goes to the zone and they just don't hit him. You know, perhaps down in Miami is that where that's going to happen. No bet for me here. I may look at some props. I think one interesting prop, and you can not only play like full games, you can also play quarters. A guy that I would expect is going to get off to a good start would be Kristaps Porzingis. Porzingis, I think the over, and it is with juice, is 4.5 in the first quarter. He's had 7, 12, and 14 first quarter points in the last three meetings against Miami. They don't have any answers for him. If they have to put Bam on Jason Tatum, yeah. You know, then that's going to open it up for Porzingis. And, you know, he's a guy, he can score in the middle and kind of bust that zone that Spo likes to employ. So Kristaps Porzingis over first quarter points.
Do you also think that maybe Tatum and Brown are to the points of their playoff careers where they're like, Zinger's still the new guy. We want to get his feet wet here with us. I mean, Zinger's been around the block, but like, let's get him involved because we know where to get ours when we want.
Oh, certainly. This is, I think, a pretty unselfish team.
Yeah.
You know, there's some nights where it's going to be Tatum carrying him. There's some nights where it's going to be Jaylen Brown carrying him. And there's some nights where it's going to be a by committee, and maybe heading that committee is Kristaps Porzingis.
Very interesting handicap. Like that one. Over 4.5 for the Zinger there in the first quarter. Pelicans and the Thunder, and that's the second game on the docket for the NBA playoffs tomorrow. This one in OKC again, game two, game one, very competitive, comes right down to the last shot. It's no good. Thunder escape with that victory. I think you can look at it two ways. One, without Zion, the Pelicans were able to muck it up a little bit and kept that total way down. You see that's adjusted now to 210.5. Or the other theory is, boy, Thunder got away with one. Now they got their feet wet. Their playoff chops as the one seed. Now they're ready to take off a little bit. Would you be looking side or total at 7.5 or 210.5?
Maybe a little bit of both. I do kind of like the total here at over 210.5, just because I think the shooting's going to be better. I don't think Oklahoma City, in terms of a matchup, has an answer on the glass against Jonas Valanciunas and Larry Nance Jr., who 18 points and 28 rebounds between them. The Pelicans had 18 offensive rebounds in the first game. Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum shot poorly. They combined, I think, 14 to 39. New Orleans, just a poor shooting night, I think, for them. And look, they shot 38% from the three. That's fourth in the league. Shot only 28% in game number one on Sunday night. So, you know, Chet Holmgren, who's, I think, been very good as a rookie, going to finish second to Wembanyama, obviously, for that award. But Chet kind of did get pushed around a little bit in game number one. So that can concern. Now, he did have five block shots. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not like, you know, he had a poor game by any stretch. Look, I think that this is a competitive series. I know that New Orleans doesn't have Zion. Oklahoma City, look, they needed to get all that bench scoring.
Sure.
Just to escape by two against New Orleans here. So that number looks a little bit high still to me at 7.5. And yeah, the Thunder did have series jitters, or, you know, first playoff game, obviously, for a very young team. So you'd expect that they were good. They're going to be better offensively. I think both teams are going to be better offensively. I like the over.
All right. So let's play that over 210.5 here for your daily morning bets. We got three games on the ice in the NHL. And the first one's going to be north of the border in the six, which is a very compelling series now all of a sudden, with Toronto getting the split in Beantown. Now you go again to a place where they've just got nightmare after nightmare. I always feel like the fan base is on edge. It's going to be raucous. We know that. Boston's not going to be intimidated. This kind of feels like a coin flip game three matchup. I don't know if it's going to kind of be the one that sets the trend for who's going to win the series. Leafs small favorites at -$1.12, Boston -$1.08, that total at 5.5. Is this going to be played as tight as the lines would lead you to
believe? I think it probably is, and I'm not sure where I'm going, if anywhere here, but I know the Maple Leafs, what they're going to have to do is, you know, obviously Nylander, if he does come back, that's obviously a big feather in their cap, and mm-hmm. then this price will rise a little bit for Toronto. But, you know, they're going to not take bad penalties, because they're not very good on the penalty kill. I think they were like one of the bottom 10 in the league in the regular season. So you don't want to get this Bruins very lethal power play, you know, chances to win the games on special teams. And special teams is what often decides these games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So this is going to be back and forth. Neither result would surprise me here.
Mm. So I'll be curious, because you're right. You don't want to take penalties. And then sometimes you're like, man, but I want to give an odd man rush. Then you take that penalty, and then that mm-hmm. good power play gets on the ice. I wonder if 5.5, maybe a small look to the over in that game. Game two in Dallas. And if you're the Stars, and VGK came in there, got out of there game one with a 4-3 win. Now you're starting to see some steam go Dallas's way in game two. Up to $1.75 on seeing in some places. Comeback on VGK is plus $1.45. I know some are going to be tempted. They're going to go, man, I'm getting $1.45. I got the reigning defendings. They won game one. But I think you kind of looked inside the numbers if you didn't watch the whole game and think maybe they did exactly what we thought and kind of escape in that game one.
Yeah, I think that they absolutely did. They only got 15 shots on goal in three periods. And I agree with the market here. I think the Dallas Stars are absolutely the right side. If you watch that game one, you never saw the Dallas Stars lead. It was all Vegas Golden Knights. They never trailed in the game, but you felt like they were getting outplayed. Just going inside the numbers here, they got that early power play, by the way, from Mark Stone. And look, Vegas is healthier now than they've been late in the regular season, so there's something to be said for that. But 29-15 shots on goal edge, but Dallas went 0-2 on the power play, and VGK went 2-2, and that was the difference. Like I said, special teams often decide these things, yep. But I think Dallas, I like them here in this spot. I think they got kind of shell-shocked early, you know, giving up those two goals very early in the game, the power play to Stone, Marchessault as well, and then Hurdle had a power play. So it was 3-2 after the first, but 3-1 at one point. I like Dallas to rebound here.
One more game in the docket tomorrow night. That would be the Kings against the Edmonton Oilers. Oilers win game one. Going to try to take a stranglehold on this series, and the numbers would suggest they're in prime position to do so. You got to lay $1.92 with Edmonton. Wayne Gretzky's not walking through that door, but Connor McDavid is. Is this just flat out? This is a better team now with Edmonton versus the Kings.
Yeah, Edmonton 3 of 4 on the power play in game number one. Zach Hyman had the hat trick plus an assist. Connor McDavid 5 assists. Evan Bouchard 4 assists. They just have so many different ways to beat you. I think Edmonton is the class of the West here. Kings are a gritty bunch, but man, they just, you know, sometimes you just run out of talent a little bit. And I think that that's what is happening in the LA Kings. Now, I don't expect they're going to get swept here because Edmonton can go Edmonton where they make some kind of mistake or they turn it over in their zone or, you know, just get lapse in concentration and end up costing them a game. They better hope it's not here at home.
You don't want to be too sloppy here. You have control right now. 1-0. Big favorites to make it 2-0. Just get it done. Play it clean. If they do so, Edmonton should be the right side tomorrow. Very quickly, before we sign off, always educate people. If you're in town for the NFL draft and you see these numbers start to disappear for the NFL draft before Thursday, they're going to take down a lot of these, right?
Yeah, some of these got to be taken down by Wednesday by regulation. So if you're out here in Las Vegas, you definitely want to get those bets in the morning.
Have your coffee. Make your bets. Get your NFL draft plays in now because they're not going to be up there forever.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.